Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. India welcomes US-Iran ceasefire agreement, emphasizes dialogue and diplomacy. US says Strait of Hormuz set to open for commercial shipping. Warns of 50% tariffs on countries supplying weapons to Tehran. Markets rally after US-Iran ceasefire. Sensex zooms nearly 3,000 points. Nifty gains 874 points. And in badminton Asia Championships, PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty advance to pre-quarterfinals in China. India has welcomed the two-week ceasefire agreement reached between the United States and Iran. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, New Delhi hopes that the deal will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia.
We welcome the ceasefire reached and hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia. As we have continuously advocated earlier, de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy are essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict. The conflict has already caused immense suffering to people and disrupted global energy supply and trade networks. We expect that unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce would prevail through the Strait of Hormuz.
External Affairs Ministry has stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue and diplomacy, essential to bring an early end to the ongoing conflict. The ceasefire agreement, brokered through intermediaries, called for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Joint Secretary in Coal Ministry Sanjeev Kumar Kassi said, sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country in the wake of evolving West Asia conflict. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth highlighted the economic impact of the two-week ceasefire agreement. During a media briefing this evening, Mr. Hegseth said, the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade, is set to reopen for commercial shipping after Iran agreed to allow safe passage under a ceasefire framework reached with the US. On the sustainability of the ceasefire between the two countries, Mr. Hegseth said, US forces will remain deployed to ensure the agreement holds.
We're going to make sure Iran complies with this ceasefire and then ultimately comes to the table and makes a deal.
U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has issued a stark ultimatum to Tehran regarding its nuclear stockpile, asserting that Iran must surrender its enriched uranium or Washington will take it out. Vice President J.D. Vance, who is currently in Budapest, Hungary, has said U.S. military objective has been achieved.
Military objective, as the president said yesterday, as I said yesterday, has been achieved. And because of that, what the president did is he basically issued an ultimatum to the Iranians. He said, open up the straits, stop trying to hold the world's economy hostage, and we'll engage in a ceasefire. And that's exactly the agreement that we came to last night. The Iranians have agreed to open up the straits. The United States has agreed to stop attacking. And that, and not just the United States, but also our allies, have agreed to stop attacking. And that is the basis of this fragile truce that we have.
On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that any country supplying military weapons to Iran will face a 50% tariff on all exports to the United States. In a social media post, he said, the decision will take effect immediately with no exceptions or exemptions. Speaking during an interview with a news channel, President Trump has said that Washington is considering a joint venture with Iran to secure the Strait of Hormuz. Speaking during an interview with a news channel, the U.S. president said that the joint venture would help to secure the strategic waterway, a critical transit for global energy trade. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah continues. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Across West Asia, the ceasefire brought relief to energy markets and shipping lines, but uncertainty continues to dominate. The Strait of Hormuz, through which nearly a fifth of global oil supplies pass, remains only partially operational as shipping companies await clear security protocols. Hundreds of tankers remain stuck, insurers remain cautious, and energy traders continue to praise in geopolitical risk. The next 48 hours will be critical, particularly as the United States relies on satellite and maritime surveillance to monitor compliance. With no international international peacekeeping force in place. Attention is also focused on Iran's Karg Island export terminal, where recent strikes targeted storage facilities. How quickly Iran resumes export from the terminal is expected to be the real first test of whether the ceasefire holds or whether the pause merely provides time for both sides to regroup. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
The Malagasy government declared a state of energy emergency across the entire territory for a period of 15 days to address a major energy supply crisis currently affecting the country. According to a presidential communique, this situation is attributable in particular to the repercussions of the conflict in the West Asia. The South Korean government vowed efforts to help South Korean vessels stuck in the Strait of Hormuz to safely pass through the shipping route after the United States and Iran agreed to a 2-week ceasefire with the full reopening of the crucial passage for oil. According to the officials, the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources will cooperate with the Foreign and Oceans Ministries to ensure the safe and swift passage of Korean oil tankers tied up at the Hormuz Strait. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% today as global oil prices witnessed steep decline following 2-week ceasefire agreement between Washington and Tehran. We have a report.
The Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. This marked the highest single-day gain for both indices since May 2025. In the forex market today, the Indian rupee appreciated by 40 paise to close at 92 rupees and 58 paise against the US dollar. In the commodities market, global crude oil prices fell sharply. Brent crude was trading almost 16.5% down at $91.27 per barrel when reports last came in. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading over 1.8% up at 1,53,340 rupees per 10 gram, while silver was trading 6.2% higher at 2,46,060 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. Dhaqab Kamal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
NASA's Artemis II mission made history again when the crew, traveling on their Orion spacecraft, completed the first ever ship-to-ship call between a human moon mission and the International Space Station. This was the first time people traveling near the moon communicated directly with people in a spacecraft orbiting Earth. During the call, Christina Koch on Artemis II spoke with Jessica Meir on the space station. The two had earlier worked together on the first all-female spacewalk in 2019. This mission is the first time humans have traveled so far from Earth since Apollo 17. After about 10 days in space, the crew plans to splash down in the ocean near San Diego on the 11th of this month. In the Badminton Asian Championships, India's PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals at Ningbo in China. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated Malaysia's Wong Ling Cheng in the first round of women's singles. In the men's singles, HS Pranoy beat Vietnam's Nguyen Hai Dang to set up a second-round clash with China's Wang Hong Yang. Ayush Shetty entered the round of 16, defeating world number 7 Li Shi Feng of China. He will next face Taiwanese player Chi Yu Zhen for a place in the quarterfinals. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 211 runs for host Delhi Capitals. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 108 for loss of 3 wickets in 10.2 overs when reports last came in. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India welcomes US-Iran ceasefire agreement, emphasizes dialogue and diplomacy. US says Strait of Hormuz set to open for commercial shipping, warns of 50% tariffs on countries supplying weapons to Tehran. Markets rally after US-Iran ceasefire. Sensex zooms nearly 3,000 points, Nifty gains 874 points. And in Badminton Asia Championships, PV Sindhu, HS Pranoy and Ayush Shetty advance to pre-quarterfinals in China. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.